This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Time and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down. And you,
hey Jerry, are you still there, buddy?
Go downtown.
Okay, look, let me not hang you up further here because you probably got a life of your own. What do you have a final comment for our audience before I resume my monologue?
Yeah, just real quick. I didn't get that from Q about Trump being reinstated in November. I came up with that because of all of the fraud with the voting and everything. And if they go back and they count it county by county, state by state, they're going to see that Donald Trump actually won.
Well, now the very hopeful thing. Yes. Now this is now Jerry. You see, folks, he's talking facts and things that are, you know, right out in the open. Yes. Fortunately, Republican patriots in Arizona have worked their butts off to get an actual real forensic audit going in Arizona. Now, the Democrats are, you know, they're pulling out every stop to prevent this from happening. But they're actually doing a physical, they have orders to do a physical forensic audit to see if how much fraud there is in Arizona. Now, this could be absolutely breathtaking, and it could be a breakthrough, and it could then be repeated in other states. So no, I appreciate Jerry. Thank you for clarifying that. If such things happen, if in fact we find out that millions of votes were in fact, they prove, we know they were cheated, but if they can actually dead cold prove it, wow, the sky's the limit as to what may happen as to undoing the stealing of this election. You're right, Jerry. I appreciate that. And I apologize for making you wait so long.
Okay, man. You have a great show, and we'll talk to you.
Okay. Thanks, Jerry. All right. Now, all right, folks. And a PSYOP. We're in a PSYOP. And let me play Jeanine Pirro. Here's what she's saying. If we lose, this is how serious this is. I'm not as better. People say this better than I do. If we lose in 2022, again, if Chuck Schumer increases his control of the Senate, if Nancy Pelosi increases her control of the House, and of course they have stolen the presidency, I know this, I don't mean this to sound discouraging, but you got to be real, folks. Freedom may be over on planet Earth forever. Think about it. America is the beacon of freedom in all of history. If America is taken over by communists, where does freedom have a haven in the world? You know, you've heard me in previous shows talk about encouraging developments in Hungary, encouraging developments in Poland. Folks, if America is taken over by the commies, Poland and Hungary are little asterisks in history. They have no power to resist the overwhelming tide of a world communist takeover led by the animals who run the People's Liberation Army of Red China, who are about to take over. I saw something yesterday where somebody was talking about Donald Trump's effort to put us in space and keep us in space and create the Space Force. This person, I forget who it was. It was somebody very high up, not Q, person with a face, who said the Chinese, if it weren't for Elon Musk and Donald Trump, the Chinese would have already taken over space. And get this, folks, these are nasty people. They are going to put up satellites, and they're going to put a colony on the moon. And they are going to have, very, very shortly, they are going to have the ability to take out our entire satellite system. And these are nasty people. They don't have any problem taking your satellite. They go, oh, I didn't do that. Oh, your satellite doesn't work anymore. Gee, it got fried by microwaves. I don't know how. Must have been a solar flare that took your $1 billion satellite that your whole military communications depends on, that fried its circuitry. Oh, the satellite system that controls your internet and your phone system in the U.S. Oh, gee, must have been a solar flare storm. The Chinese will do that. They will control space. They will control the Pacific Ocean. They will have an army of tens of millions of expendable troops that they would love to kill because it would make their population problem less. Do you know that in communist China, do you know what the surplus number of men over women is? Does anybody out there know that number? How many more men are there in China than women because of their one-child policy, which they're now reversing? They now want their people to have more children because they see a payoff in that now. In the one-child era, what the Chinese women were doing was having abortions if they found out their baby was a girl. Oops, down to the abortion doctor. There are 100 million more men than women in China as a result of the one-baby policy. And that means how many abortions were there? Does that mean there were 100 million abortions of girls? I think that's what that means. So you think we've got abortions in this country? Look at China. They topped even, I think we've had 60 million in this country since abortion was legalized. So let me just play this for one moment here. Jeanine Pirro, listen to what she's saying. And by the way, I wrote it down as we were listening to it a second ago. She said, five times, one chance, last hope, and one chance. Listen to her say it five times in 2 minutes or thereabouts.
That this brutality would not be tolerated in America. There was no uncertainty, no questions, no readbacks, not a hint of a hung jury. A deliberate...
Okay, just a second. I lost my spot. Let me go to where she's... She catches fire here even more. Here she comes.
To know why a cop used a gun to stop a knife fight. Maybe.
Okay, that's not quite.
Maybe she needs to stop watching those old Indiana Jones movies. Does she want us to now strap machetes to officers' gun belts?
Now, let's see. What am I missing here? Just a second. Just a doggone second here. I thought this was right here. Let me try again.
Admit it. No one on the left. The fact that there is a war going on in the streets of this country and all our cities, that the escalation of violence in Democrat cities are a reflection of your racist cop-hating agenda. Criminals are emboldened by your demonization of police as racist, by the defunding of police, by ignoring and laughing at the abuse of police instead of prosecuting those who abuse.
Now, just a second. This isn't a magic moment yet.
And that's my open.
Gee, now, well, just a second here.
Reaffirming their priority over the victim they've been.
Now, folks, this is interesting. Okay, here we go. Let me try again. Boy, my production values are low in today's show. I apologize. Here we go. This is going to work better here. Listen to how many times she says this.
Like you're telling me I shouldn't eat a burger. Go tell China or India to take care of their carbon emission problems and stop punishing me for what they're doing and then making me pay for it. And you don't tell me anything about my gun or my magazine because you know it's none of your damn business. And if you agree with me and you don't like the socialist nonsense and the hate, divisiveness, and the dependence on government and taxation through the roof, and you want to go back to being an American in the true sense of the word, you've got one chance left. 2022 is your last chance, your last hope of changing this government and stopping the move of the socialist. One chance. of actually living the life that we bargained for in the land of the free and the home of the brave, the United States of America.
Now her jaw is set steely hard right there. That is better said than I've heard anybody else say it. What's at stake is freedom itself, the entire future of our country, your future, your children's children, forever. Because once this dark night descends, once the People's Liberation Army has control over your life, that doesn't go away. That doesn't fade. You're not going to see, you get tired of one president, some Democrat president, a Bill Clinton, a Jimmy Carter will be replaced by a Ronald Reagan. No, that cyclical nature, that pendulum swing back and forth, liberal, conservative, liberal. No, it ends. The pendulum comes off the clock. It doesn't swing anymore. It's all communist all the way. That's what Pol Pot was all about in Cambodia. That's what the Khmer Rouge, what the Mao Zedong, that's what Trotsky and Lenin were about. That's what communism is about. That's what and if you want to go way back in history, the Aztec Empire, that Mel Gibson dramatized in the movie, what's the title of that movie, that great movie? It'll come to me in just a moment, about the history of the Aztecs. It was a total dictatorship, total terror, total hatred, total tyranny. And that's what we're facing. That's what the Democrats are attempting, and they're succeeding right now in fastening down upon you. I was talking to a neighbor who voted for Joe Biden, who has, he's very proud of his gun collection and, has over the years, taken advantage of the Second Amendment to a great gun collection. I said, you're going to lose all of those. Joe Biden's going to take them away. He was irate. He was livid. No, that's not going to happen. Why would that happen? I said, well, there's nothing to stop him. He has the Senate. He has the House. The Supreme Court is a bunch of pussies. He's got that. There's no resistance. He's got the media. He's got the universities. The young kids are being successfully brainwashed. Yes, there are some great young kids that are, patriots, but the majority of them are being brainwashed. And this is a one-way street. It's not a pendulum swing where you just hold your breath for a couple of years and then freedom will come back to America after a stinky period of Democrat liberals. No, this is something we've never seen before. And let me say this. Never before in history, because America, countries have gone down the communist Democrat hole before. But what's unique in our case, folks, is that we here in America, we were the bastion of freedom. So if the communists took over in Cambodia or China or the Soviet Union, there was always America. There was always a beacon of light. If we go down, there is no beacon of light. There is no America anymore. And that is a pure hell that we face. And what Jeanine Pirro is trying to say is, you better work your tail off in the 2022 election and right now and running up to it and get the Liz Cheney's out of there. Come on, Wyoming, wake up. You can't continue to have Liz Cheney, who wants to impeach our champion, as your only congresswoman. The only congressman from Wyoming is Liz Cheney, Mitt Romney, Ben Sasse, Lisa Murkowski. You can't do this to yourself. So Mitch McConnell is the Senate Majority Leader, this human fish, a fish in a suit, married to a communist Chinese operative, his wife, Elaine Chao. And Mitch McConnell is getting millions upon millions of tens of millions of dollars straight from the People's Liberation Army? Come on! As the Valley Girls used to say, gag me with a spoon! How can you believe? How can people not see through such idiocy to have a guy who's getting Where does Mitch McConnell get his money? Through James Chao, the father of Elaine Chao, his wife, who gets all of her money from the Communist People's Liberation Army of China, that is torturing right now millions of people, that is doing live organ harvesting of thousands of people, cutting them open, taking out two lungs and a heart for a double lung heart transplant. How would you like to be the donor of a double lung heart transplant? How'd you like to be in the recovery room for that operation? They do that in communist China. I saw a thing this morning, a patriot talking about the cartels, that Mexican Aztec Empire still alive in Mexico, where they cut out the hearts, the living beating hearts of the people they put up on those pyramids that people stupidly visit as tourist attractions. Those things, the sides of those pyramids were covered with a waterfall of congealing blood from the hearts, the living hearts that they cut out of the chest of people with an obsidian knife, and they held it up still connected to the arteries and veins beating as the person looked in horror at his own beating heart as he died. Then they cut off his head, which they rolled down the pyramid, and the people at the bottom caught these with nets and then roasted them in pots. This is what Cortez and the conquistadors saw in Mexico. It happened. It was real. Apocalypto, that's the name of the movie that Mel Gibson put out. Watch that movie if you can find it. Apocalypto by Mel Gibson. But it hasn't stopped. It's still going. They're still cutting off the heads and hanging them out from freeway overpasses in Mexico. And I saw a report this morning that the estimate, one estimate, is that the Mexican cartels, the people that cut your head off, are making, thanks to Joe Biden and the communists of America, they are making $400 million a day. $400 million a day in the fentanyl that they're running across the border, the child trafficking, the prostitution, the human trafficking, the other drugs that they're bringing across the border, including that fentanyl. And where is that fentanyl coming from? Where is it all manufactured? The fentanyl that is killing hundreds of thousands of Americans. It's all coming from communist China. Deliberately. It's a deliberate war against us. Is the FBI doing anything to stop that fentanyl? No. The FBI is supervising the open border. It's doing nothing. It's the Joe Biden FBI, the same one, the Peter Strzok FBI, that was doing everything it could to destroy our patriot president, which means to destroy you, to destroy your country. The communists have taken over the American government. And Jeanine Pirro, that's the little bit that I have here for today's show. I want to communicate what she was trying to communicate. This is our last chance. Oh, thank you. A listener volunteered the name Apocalypto, which it came out of the murk of my mind before I saw your note. But thank you, listener. I'm going to play something here. This is too frivolous to play here. And is inappropriate because this is so important. It is the future of our country. And Donald Trump is staying in the saddle. He is staying in the lead. And the key people around him that need to be mobilized are mobilized. And hopefully what's happening is that the American people, I mean, folks, you're going to see, I believe, you tell me if I'm wrong, I think you're going to see hyperinflation. I think you're already seeing it. I think it's already happening. So you're going to see, you're seeing massive damage to America's children. Here it is. This is May of 2021. When were you basically, when did they voice the mask fraud on you? It was April or before of 2020. You and I and the rest of the country have been wearing masks for over a year. We never wore masks. ever for anything before this. I'm going to talk about that, and I want to get your commentary right after this break.
Gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree, just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Big John,
every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John,
Big okay. Bad John.
Hey. Here we're back, folks. We got Wayne in Texas. I'm going to put him right on, and then James in Canada. And then I'm going to take a chance after Wayne and James. I'm going to take a chance here, and I'm going to put George Carlin on. Talking about germs. I'm going to take a chance here because there are some words I'm going to have to bleep out. Let's see how good I can do with that. But Wayne in Texas, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, James. Very good show today, and I think Jerry from Chicago really brought up some good points. And before I get into my main thought here is I thought you and the audience might like to know there may be some cracks in the Democratic armor. And it turns out there's a guy that had a quote here, and what he says is, "Wokeness is a problem, and we all know it." And that was done by none other than James Carville.
James Carville, yeah.
Yeah, one of the main strategists, you know. So it looks like, you know, the BLM deal is wearing thin, as well as, you know, even Democrats, Republicans seeing cities burned down. And so that I thought was pretty interesting, the fact that he was public with it.
Yeah, and Wayne, wasn't it James Carville that helped get Bill Clinton elected? It was. Yep. And see, that's now James Carville is a smart communist. And fortunately, you're right. Right now, America is run by some pretty dumb communists who are, as I say, they're exposing themselves Anthony Weiner style. James Carville is a smart communist, and let's hope that they don't listen to him and they don't get smart. They're getting very greedy. They're rushing. Let's hope, you and I hope, Wayne, that they're rushing at such a pell-mell pace that it's sufficient to wake up America in time for us to save ourselves. Go ahead. I just wanted to throw that in there.
So, and I agree with you. Now, the main thing I wanted to bring up was, and Jerry touched on this too, was I really believe 2022 and 24 are nothing more than pipe dreams at the moment. And I'll tell you why. I think until we see Jeanine Pirro, Tucker Carlson, and Sean Hannity start to publicly address the massive vote fraud that did occur in multiple swing states, you know, on election night, I don't see that happening, because by the time 2022 gets around, these jokers that set this whole system up will have an extra 2 years to even get more entrenched and even more sinister in the way they do this. And let me lay out my case here, and then let me know what you think. I think, number one,
I agree with you completely, Wayne. Go ahead. Keep going.
Okay. Number one is, I really believe there should be a lot of blame placed on the Republican leadership that handled the election. And I'm talking people like this Ronan McDaniel, Mark Meadows, this McCarthy character out of California, McConnell, and the rest of them. I think the fact that a lot of this vote fraud happened right under their nose, and they're sitting around saying, what happened, to me, it's just a joke. There's no doubt in my mind there had to be some inside information and other things that they sat on or didn't occur, because they're anti-Trumpers when it all is said and done. If you listen to some of the discussions by Patrick Byrne of when he was in the White House, he did point the finger at Meadows and this other lawyer, Cipollone, who really came back hard against him, Sidney Powell, Rudy, in the Oval Office. So that's something to consider. Then when
yes,
you look at,
I agree with you completely. The number of people like Kevin McCarthy, who's the House now minority leader, and he would become the Speaker of the House if it's taken again in 2022. And I agree with you. It's a very slim chance. A pipe dream. I think pipe dream is an appropriate word. Kevin McCarthy, after January 6th, where Donald Trump gave a magnificent speech in which it was one of the most beautiful speeches I've ever seen. I was jumping up and down off of my couch, cheering the president on January 6th. Magnificent speech. Kevin McCarthy's reaction was, he said the president had done, was very irresponsible, and that he had caused the Q-inspired idiots who, walked through open doors or climbed through windows into the Capitol building, totally unarmed, just idiotically walked in there with, you know, stupid stupid buffalo hat on and so on. Kevin McCarthy, just like what's-her-face, Liz Cheney in Wyoming. And by the way, I'm buttressing Wayne's point here, folks. Kevin McCarthy refused to denounce Liz Cheney when she voted to impeach Donald Trump. He said, well, that's a matter of personal conscience. No, it's not, Kevin McCarthy. That's an act of treason to vote to impeach our last hope. So you're right. These people are wolves in sheep's clothing. And the government is full of them. And this is great cause for, the feeling that your sense that 2022 and even 2024 may be pipe dreams. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, what I have said, if 2022 and 24 go away, we've got our backstop. And that is that Donald Trump has created a movement. Every one of you hearing my voice, you're part of that movement. That movement is our fighting unit of our people that will go on. We will maintain ourselves as a people, as a movement, even with no political power or very little political power, even as a hunted minority. We will still be potent, because there will be at least 100 million of us, at least 100 million of us. But I'm going to play, after you comment here so wisely and well, Wayne. I'm going to play, you remember George Carlin, don't you?
Sure.
Yeah, he was kind of a liberal guy, I think. I don't remember what his politics were, but he probably, when he was alive, he died some time ago of heart failure in Santa Monica, St. John's Hospital, where one of my family members was born, actually, St. John's. But I'm going to play a little of him because he talks about the lack of courage. Now, if you'll stay with me, Wayne, I know I've interrupted your thoughts, so would you stay with me and resume after the break?
Sure.
Okay, thanks.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, KosherTify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher-certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much
okay,
to
we're
lose,
back,
but
folks.
Got a lot to gain.
And Wayne, give the folks a final piece of wisdom from you and shape up your argument there. I like every bit of it.
Okay, I'll just come back with some information that I think is very important. And, in fact, John Stadtmiller and I were talking about this on his show Friday, and it's the fact that Mike Lindell did that video, Absolute Proof, which I think John was going to have put on the RBN website. So I would urge people to really take some time and watch it, maybe in 30-minute segments, because you're going to find yourself rolling back and forth thinking, I can't believe what I just heard. And basically, when you look at some of the facts that came out of that video, one big signal was Antrim County, Michigan, where the when they did a hand count versus machine count, it flipped 7,000 votes to Trump, okay? And
right. In a tiny county.
Yes, and flipped 3,400 more votes. Now, the question is, and nobody was asking at the time, is, well, why in the hell aren't they doing every other county in Michigan if one little county had this kind of turnaround, you know? And that never occurred. And then when you look at the Georgia video where ballots were pulled out from under the table, and John Stadtmiller brought up the truckload of ballots that the guy drove from New York into Pennsylvania, comes back the next day and the truck has disappeared. So, you know, when you look at different, factors like that, this shows how deeply embedded and deceitful the whole situation was. And again, where were the people in the Republican Party in the know that were supposed to come back fighting for us? And that's part that still infuriates, I believe, a lot of people. So, you know, there's some stuff there. But I do urge people to watch the video. And I think Mike Lindell has also brought up a sequel to that, something along the lines of Absolute Something. Again, that's going to be probably available very soon, too. So,
and before you go away, that is beautiful. You're so much better than I am at saying this stuff. And let me buttress some of what you said there. Now, I haven't seen, shame on me, I haven't seen, you say the title of the movie is Absolute Proof?
Yes. And I think it should be on the RBN website.
Okay, I'm going to watch that as soon as we close the microphone here. Absolute Proof by Mike Lindell. Folks, now I had the privilege of meeting Mike Lindell at the Trump rally in Bemidji, Minnesota. And what a guy. But let me tell you what a guy he is, folks. What a patriot. The kind of person that we were ruining, that we don't have in the Republican Party leadership. These are cowards. Mike Lindell has made millions of dollars with his wonderful MyPillow. I have four of them here in my house. And in his most recent ad, you see it all over the place, folks. Listen carefully. You're likely to hear in his ad, most of his ads now, there's a segment where he says, retailers are canceling MyPillow. Have you heard that yet, Wayne?
Yes.
Yeah. He says, retailers are canceling MyPillow. So I am going to give you, the public, a direct discount in appreciation to you to bypass those retailers. And his MyPillow that at full price sold for $69, king size MyPillow, is now on sale in his MyPillow website for $29. So here's what I'm saying, folks. This guy is like Donald Trump. He's getting wiped out. The retailers are if you're a manufacturer of a product, you can't survive if the retailers won't sell it. You're not a retailer. You've lost your outlets. They're killing us economically. They're killing Donald Trump economically. All of his clubs, his hotels, his investments, they're attacking each of them one by one, trying to destroy them, auditing everything, scrutinizing, prosecuting, persecuting. And they're destroying Donald Trump's. But Donald Trump is not deterred by that. Neither is Eric or Don Jr. These people have guts, and Mike Lindell has those guts. So, but yes, where were these people? Where was Kevin McCarthy? Yes, the elections were stolen. You gave the example of Antrim County. Folks, Antrim County is a tiny white. There's no particular minority population in Antrim County. There's no Democrat population. How did they flip Antrim over to being vastly Democrat? I mean, it's like, it's impossible. But if they could do that in Antrim, and they caught it by accident, imagine what they did in the counties of Detroit and Lansing and the big cities. And why weren't these hand audited? Exactly correct, Wayne. So the takeover of our country, The Bolshevik Revolution is so deep, it's so wide, it's so thorough, and we've been caught, folks, sleeping. They've been organizing for decades, and this is their payoff. So, and you know what? I think it's very realistic that 2022 and 2024, we have to fight like our lives depend on it, folks, and we'll give it everything we've got. But if that fails, if Trump is not reelected, and we've got to get him nominated in 2024, you'll notice that the enemy is putting out, they're putting out Chris Christie as a candidate in 2024. What a slob. What a pathetic, disgusting, greasy slob Chris Christie is. But you'll notice that Fox, some of the Fox shows are putting him on for hours, promoting him. Now, he's gonna take off like the lead balloon that he is, a tower of blubber. But they're going to put up various people. What's her name? This Haley that was a UN ambassador. She's a rhino. They're floating her out there. They'll float various people. Anything to avoid Donald Trump. We're going to stick with our commander. We're going to make sure he gets the nomination in 2024. But if it fails, Wayne, you and I, the rest of us, we will be in our movement. Maybe we'll have a radio network. Maybe we won't. But in one way or another, we're going to communicate with each other, and we're never going to give up.
Well, James, yeah, I'll finish with this. I think the scenario that I could possibly see, it's probably 50-50 in my mind right now, is Trump is going to have a lot of baggage come by 2024 because of the problems with the COVID vaccine. There's so many problems. I mean, I can't even begin to list them, but we'll leave that alone. But the person...
Well, let me address it. It's a big one. Wayne, it's a big one. So let's you and I just unfold it just for a moment. On the vaccine, folks. Donald Trump has been sucker punched. He's been T-boned by the COVID vaccine, as have all of us. Now, he would have had to have been a prophet and a 30-year veteran epidemiologist to have realized that he was getting set up with the vaccine fraud. Now, what he did, and I'm not going to fault him for this or blame him for it. He was surrounded by people like Fauci, and it turns out it looks like Fauci was at the center of the Wuhan lab. But Donald Trump was surrounded by traitors, by so-called epidemiologists. And so they told him, you know, vaccine this, vaccine that, vaccine will fix this, it'll fix that. Donald Trump had no ability to see through the lies. He would have to go through a 2-year undergraduate course in medicine to have understood the fraud that was being perpetrated on him. Now, he did. He trusted that these people were not lying to him. And then he did what he does best. He organized pedal to the metal. He organized warp speed. He organized getting those vaccines rolled out, lickety-split, miraculous job as a businessman. He leaned in on those drug companies, those drug cartels, and he said, get this stuff produced now. And he got it done. So I know what you're saying. The vaccines, a lot of stuff is going to come out about the vaccines, Wayne. But let us as patriots, don't hang that albatross around Donald Trump's neck. That's not his doing.
We're not going to, James. Yeah, we're not going to. It's just that that's going to be one of the Trump cards for the other side. That's all I'm saying. And I think they'll play it pretty good. But keep an eye on DeSantis, because he is doing – he's touching all the bases as far as riot control and what he's doing, and pretty thumb his nose at the Biden administration every chance he gets. So that's all I'm saying. I think in the greater scheme of things, he may have a better shot in 2024. If we get that far, it can solve all the vote fraud. So I'll let you go, James.
Wayne, just on what you just said, because I like having you there when I said, did you catch Donald Trump's – he put out his message he would welcome – Governor DeSantis as a running mate in 24.
Sure.
He put that out there, folks. And trust me, anybody you hear saying that Trump is not going to run, or he may not run, or he hasn't decided to run, folks, he's running. And he's made it very clear he's running. He has said, and he has explained why he is not announcing his candidacy right now. He said, for legal reasons, I'm not announcing, I can't announce a candidacy now. Now, I don't know what the legal reasons are, but I can imagine they're legion. They're very good reasons. But he has said...
Never conceded this last election.
Yeah, but he has said, I am running. 100% he is going to be running, folks. So have no doubt our commander is in the saddle, and he will lead our charge. And if we win or lose, we will continue that charge after the 2024 election. And Wayne, I love what you're saying. Thank you, buddy. I so much appreciate when you call into the show. Bye-bye. Okay, folks, now I'm going to give you hopefully humorous interlude. And I'm taking a little bit of a chance here. I'm going to play a little of George Carlin. Now, he's an old-style liberal, and he actually believed in free speech. He actually believed in humane values and kindness. And he was a brilliant man. He died at the age of 71. But let me play a little comedy scene with George Carlin. He's in front of a huge audience. It must be 10,000 people in the audience. And I'm going to turn the volume down. He's going to say the F word. I'm going to turn it down as fast as I can. He's going to say, let me find it. He's going to say the S word. And hopefully I'll bleep it out. If I miss a little here or there, forgive me. But listen to this brilliant little couple minutes of George Carlin. It's as if he's a prophet talking about today. He died years ago. Listen to what he has to say. You all remember him.
It's just one more way of reducing your liberty and reminding you that they can fuck with you anytime they want, as long as you put up with it. As long as you put up with it. Which means, of course, anytime they want. Because that's what Americans do now. They're always willing to trade away a little of their freedom in exchange for the feeling, the illusion of security. What we have now is a completely neurotic population obsessed with security and safety and crime and drugs and cleanliness and hygiene and germs. There's another thing, germs. Where did this sudden fear of germs come from? In this country, have you noticed this? The media constantly running stories about all the latest infections, salmonella, E. coli, hantavirus, bird flu. And Americans, they panic easily. So now everybody's running around scrubbing this and spraying that and overcooking their food and repeatedly washing their hands, trying to avoid all contact with germs. It's ridiculous, and it goes to ridiculous lengths. In prisons, before they give you a lethal injection, they swab your arm with alcohol. It's true. It's true. It's true. Well, they don't want you to get an infection. And you can see their point. Wouldn't want some guy to go to hell and be sick. It would take a lot of the sportsmanship out of the whole execution. Fear of germs. Why?
Okay, now he says a couple bad words. Let me see. Wait, I'll just turn the volume down.
These fucking... pussies.
Sorry.
I can't even get a decent hamburger anymore. They cook the shit out of everything now because everybody's afraid of food poisoning. Hey, where's your sense of adventure, will you? You know how many people die in this country from food poisoning every year? 9,000. That's all. It's a minor risk. Bunch of god pussies. Okay. Besides, what do you think you have an immune system for? It's for killing germs, but it needs practice. It needs germs to practice on. So listen. If you kill all the germs around you and live a completely sterile life, then when germs do come along, you're not going to be prepared. And never mind ordinary germs. What are you going to do when some super virus comes along that turns your vital organs? I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to die, and you're going to deserve it because you're weak, and you got a fucking weak immune system. Hey. All right. Let me tell you a true story about immunization, okay? When I was a little boy in New York City in the 1940s, we swam in the Hudson River, and it was filled with raw sewage, okay? We swam in raw sewage, you know, to cool off. And at that time, the big fear was polio. Thousands of kids died from polio every year. But you know something? In my neighborhood, no one ever got polio. No one ever. You know why? Because we swam in raw sewage. It strengthened our immune systems.
The polio never had a prayer. We were tempered in raw shit. So personally, I never take any special precautions against germs. I don't shy away from people who sneeze and cough. I don't wipe off the telephone. I don't cover the toilet seat. And if I drop food on the floor, I pick it up and eat it. Even if I'm at a sidewalk cafe in Calcutta.
Okay, I'll end it there. A couple of words may have gotten in. You didn't hear them. It didn't happen. But that, George Carlin, that's brilliant. That's when liberals used to be actual, have some integrity. And I don't know what his actual politics are, but what he just said there, folks, he died. Let's see, when did he die? He died in of heart failure in Santa Monica Hospital in 2008. We'll be right back after this break.
They breathed their last, Seth John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening live virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.
Hey, we're back, folks. And, you know, during the break here, I just was researching George Carlin. I think James in Canada is back, so we'll, James, hang on. We'll go to you in just a second. But it's funny. He grew up in the Morningside Heights of the Upper West Side of Manhattan. I was born in Upper Manhattan at the Flower Fifth Avenue Hospital. And when I was a baby, George Carlin was going to Corpus Christi school there, a Roman Catholic parish school of Corpus Christi Church in Morningside Heights. And then he then went to, after that, to Cardinal Hayes High School, then Bishop Dubois High School, and then the Salesian High School. And he spent his summers at Camp Notre Dame. And he described himself as fully Catholic Irish and on both sides. And what, you know, that little segment he gave there, I mean, that kind of humor and honesty doesn't exist in the left anymore. And I don't know whether he was left wing or not, but he was a funny guy. Anyway, let's go to James in Canada. James, are you there?
Yes, sir. Sorry, I got sidetracked there. Apologize for that.
I'm giving you very little time to talk because I've used up the show from my own soliloquy. Give us a punchy thought.
Well, okay, so this all goes back to the oligarchs. It's the oligarchs that are running everything, okay? So the oligarchs are supporting the Chinese. They're pitting them against one group, and then they're running this country and running that country. And Q is a counterintelligence operation to set you up.
I agree with that last statement. I agree with that last statement. When you mention the oligarchs, I think it's much, much bigger than that. The communists,
well, the bankers, the money people.
Well, but the money people don't run the Communist Party of Red China. This is a monster. I'll tell you who's running it. I'll tell you who's running this. In George Carlin's Catholic high schools, they'd say the name is not oligarch; it's Satan, and it's evil.
Well, it could be that.
It's evil. It's evil. It's not a few guys. It's not some little group of, you know, Illuminati. This is evil. It is the evil people. Yeah, it's the evil people of Earth. They are in an alliance with each other that is not being run by any little inside group. This is evil is making its play. This is its chance to overcome and destroy. Evil hates good. They hate you. They want to destroy you. And whether they're in China or anywhere else. This is a stunning moment in history, a terrifying moment where evil has its chance. And they can smell it. They can taste it. This is their chance to destroy good and to destroy beauty and to destroy all of us. They have their chance. And we have got to stick together to defeat them. Hey, folks, thanks for being with us here. We'll join up again next Sunday here in the Trump Clubhouse. See you then.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast.